In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名开始聚会。
I'd like to share with you this morning this topic for let us come to Jerusalem.
今天早上跟大家分享的题目是让我们上到耶路撒冷。
And please turn to Mark chapter 11.
大家请翻开马可福音第十一章。
Mark chapter 11 from verse 1 to verse 10.
马可福音十一章第一到第十节。
Mark chapter 11 from verse 1 to verse 10. And as they approached Jerusalem at Bethphage or Bethany and near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, verse 2, and say to them, Go into the village opposite you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there on which no one yet has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. Verse 3.
第三节。
And if anyone say to you, why are you doing this? You say, the Lord has a need of it. Immediately he will send it back here. Verse 4.
第四节。
And they went away and found a colt tied at the door outside in the street. And they untied it. And some of the bystanders were saying to them, What are you doing, untying the colt? Verse 6. And they spoke to them just as Jesus had told him. And they gave them permission. Verse 7. And they brought the colt to Jesus and put their garments on it. And it sat upon it. And many spread their garments in the road. And others spread lefty branches which they had cut from the field. Verse 9. And those who went before and those who followed after were carrying out. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The blessed is the coming kingdom of Father David. Hosanna in the highest. This passage I choose for today, this morning, messages.
我今天早上要跟大家分享这段经节。
A few weeks ago, I choose messages from Mark chapter 11, from verse 12. They're talking about the Jerusalem. Jesus cleansed the temple of God.
几个星期前跟大家分享。马可福音第十一章，耶稣洁净圣殿。
What kind of church we can build upon?
思想我们在教会应该怎么建立
？For me, the material building is not a big issue, but the spiritual church is important.
我们知道这个物质上的建筑物并不是重要，但是属灵上的教会才是重要的。
If church is spiritually corrupted,
如果教会在属灵上败坏的话
，No matter how many people gather together in the physical temple of God, then it cannot glorify God.
不管多少人聚在这个会堂里面，还是没有办法荣耀神的名。
The last time I mentioned about the Lord Jesus when he went up to the Jerusalem, already temple of God was defiled.
上次我们有提到，当主耶稣到耶路撒冷的圣殿的时候，这个圣殿已经被玷污了。
So Jesus went up to the temple of God, cleansed the temple.
所以主耶稣就到圣殿里面来洁净圣殿。
He proclaimed the temple of God as that my house shall be called the house of prayer for all the nations.
他称呼这个圣殿为我的殿。是万国祷告的殿。
And Jesus brought up for the parable.
那耶稣又讲了一个比喻。
And this is a parable of the instance about the fig trees are withered.
他就提到这个无花果的比喻，无花果树的比喻。
When Jesus from the distance look at the fig tree, it seems like quite healthy and a lot of leaves.
耶稣在远远的见到一棵无花果树，上面有叶子，看起来好像很健康。
But the fig tree cannot bear the fruit.
但是这棵树却不长 果子。
Don't misunderstand, because Jesus feel that because he's only hungry, so he frustrated, so he cursed this only tree personally.
我们不要误会说，因为耶稣主耶稣肚子饿了，看没有果子吃，而咒诅这棵树。
Jesus never used his emotion to, you know, this never waste his emotion.
主耶稣不会随便发怒。
But because of there's a purpose.
那这是因为有原因的。
Because out appearance of fig tree is quite looks a lot of leaves are quite big and all. It's reasonable enough to bear the fruit, but it never bear the fruit yet.
从外面看起来，这棵树很大，也有很多的叶子，好像很健康，但是这棵树却有问题。
So he symbolically he cursed the tree.
所以他咒诅这棵树。
Actually, at that time, the Lord Jesus, when he went up to the Jerusalem, the situation of the temple of God was such like that.
那当主耶稣到耶路撒冷的圣殿的时候，其实圣殿的状况也是相同。
Because at that time, the built the temple of God is physically the most biggest temple at that time.
因为从历史来讲，那时候的圣殿是圣殿最大最完美的时候。
Already over for 30 years, the building the temple at that time.
那时候希律王花了30年的时间来建这个圣殿。
But yet the inside of the temple of God is actually emptied and corrupted.
但是圣殿里面却是空的，却是腐败的。
So that this temple was destroyed later on.
我们也知道这个圣殿到后来也被拆毁掉。
It is important our church, we have to build upon the spiritual church.
我们今天教会要建立教会，也要好好也要注意在属灵的建设。
And now, today, I'd like to share with you this Mark chapter 11, verse 1 to 10, about our followers at the disciple of Jesus.
今天我们要查考的是马可福音11章第1到第10节，这是有关我们当门徒应该如何来跟随主耶稣。
And Mark chapter 11, from verse 1, you can say, the chapter 11, verse 1 say, they approach the Jerusalem.
这个十一章第一节说，主耶稣和门徒将近了耶路撒冷。
It is most the important, a very significant moment for the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是对主耶稣来是生命来讲的是非常重要的一段时间。
He coming toward Jerusalem and to build the true churches.
他要进到耶路撒冷来建立他的真教会。
And at this time, his disciple follow the Lord Jesus.
那这时候他的门徒也跟着他。
And this is actually come true. This is fulfill the prophecy.
这是其实是实现了这个预言。
Now, if you look at Isaiah chapter 2,
我们请来看以赛亚书第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2 from verse 2.
二章第二节。
Isaiah chapter 2 from verse 2. Now it will come about that in the last day, the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established at the chief of the mountains.And will be raised above the hills, and all the nations will stream to it. Verse
3.
And many people will come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Jacob, that he may teach us concerning his way, and that we may walk in his path. For the Lord will go forth from Zion.And the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. The mention about this prophecy, the 700 years ago when Jesus was born.
在主耶稣出生前的七百多年前就有这个比喻的预言。
And marching to Zion, going up to the Jerusalem is to fulfill the promise of God.
到锡安山上去，到耶路撒冷，这个都是圣经里面的预言。
At that time, he comes to the tour to the Jerusalem with his disciple.
那时候主耶稣与他的门徒一起到耶路撒冷。
And before he going up to the Jerusalem, he's sending the two disciples.
他上到耶路撒冷前，他派了两个门徒。
It is very important for the Lord Jesus, instead of walking up to the Jerusalem, but he ride a donkey to reach to the Jerusalem.
这里我们看到这个故事，耶稣不是用走的到上耶路撒冷，而是骑着一匹驴驹上耶路撒冷。
Because this is also the fulfill the prophecy from the prophet to fulfill God's way.
这个也是要应验另外一个先知的预言。
Actually, Jesus himself go to the place that he untied the donkey. Actually, he can ride and he can march to the Jerusalem.
这里我们看到这段故事说，他们去找到一匹驴驹，解开了他的，就牵来给主耶稣骑。
But instead of he himself untied this.The colt, but he asked his disciple, sending the two of them to doing this work.
但是主耶稣不是亲自去找这匹驴驹，而是打发了两个门徒去帮他带这个驴驹过来。
He's telling us that God always work with his disciple.
这跟我们让我们明白这个主耶稣要跟他的门徒同工。
The God's work to be done with us.
神的工是要借过我们的手来形成的。
So if you look at the Bible in like Luke chapter 10 when Jesus is sending his disciple.
我们如果来参考路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
请大家看路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10 verse 1.
第一节。
Luke chapter 10 verse 1 says, Now after this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them two and two ahead of him to every city and place where he himself was going to come. They mentioned about the two, God sending the two by two.To reach to each town to preach the gospel.
第一节这里提到说，主设立了七十个人，差派他们两个两个到各城各地方去。
On the last day, God work with us, His anointed one.
那我们在末日的时代，神也会借着被他高的工人一起去来做成他的工。
Yeah, let's look at Revelation chapter 11.
我们请看启示录第十一章。
Revelation chapter 11 verse 4.
启示录十一章第四节。
Yeah, verse 3 and 4.
第三第四节。
And I will chapter 11 verse 3.And I will grant it authority to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1260 days, clothed in a sackcloth. Verse 4.
第四节。
And these are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. He mentioned about the verse 3, so I will grant the authority of my two witnesses.
这里说我将会给我的两个见证人权柄。
That's actually the prophesy by the Zechariah chapter 4.
这个其实在撒加利亚书第四章就有预言了。
This is anointed of two, the God sending them to preach the gospel.
这两个见证人是受膏者，他们的工作是要传福音。
The God's work to be done with this co-working with his people.
神的大工，他圣工是通过他教会的同工一起来完成的。
I thought about why God sending the two by two instead of the one just go, you know, himself, you know, alone to do the God's work.
我曾经这样子思考过，为什么主耶稣要差派两个两个，不是一个一个自己出去呢
？But I find out what because man's sometimes man easily turn to be the right and to be left.
我想了一想，就是一个人自己很容易被影响到走左还是走右边。
The ones we are alone, then we always think that my idea is the right idea.
当我们自己独立思考的时候，会常常会想说自己的想法是正确的。
We cannot checking ourselves. My understanding is right.
很难去自己来评估自己的想法。
So God sending the two together to pray together, help each other, they support each other.
那主耶稣 差派两个两个，所以他们可以互相来支持，互相帮助。
But at the same time, we find out that the two together, then they always not always easy, but they have to understand each other.
那两个两个，另外一个目的也是他们要训练，他们互相能够了解对方。
Yeah, Philippians chapter 2 mentioned that we have the same mind.
要体谅对方。腓立比书说我们要和。
Sometimes one can be fast way, one can be slow way.
要同心合意的，因为有的人走得比较快，有的人走得比较慢。
One says fast way is right, one says slow way is right.
有人觉得快走是对的，有人觉得慢走才是比
较好的。In order to work together, has to be same mind.
那要同工的话，大家要先同心合意。
Then it requires the heart of the Lord Jesus.
那这个是就需要有主耶稣的心肠。
So two together can helping us.Seeking the God's glory, not my glory.
两个人一起同工，可以一起求主的荣耀。
So God Himself only came out from our work.
那神的工就可以通过这的同工来做成。
Yes, in the Philippians chapter 2.
我们请来看腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 2.And 3 and 4.
腓立比书第二章第二三四节。
Philippians chapter 2 from verse 2.
腓立比书二章二节。
And make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, unit in spirit, intent on one purpose. Verse 3.
第三节。
Do nothing from selfishness of empty conceit.But with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself. Verse 4.
第四节。
And do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. And one more verse, verse 5.
第五节。
Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus. And here the Paul mentioned about the importance of.Be like a Christ.
这里保罗提醒我们一个非常重要的道理，就是要以基督的心为心。
When we two together to walking toward to the Jerusalem,
当两人一起同工，两人一起同走到耶路撒冷时候
，it requires the same mind.
他们一定要同心合意
，and it requires the same understanding.
他们要有同样的理解。
Yeah, we treat each one is very important for our as a coworker.
我们对每一个同工都要非常重视他们。
All the brothers and sisters in the church is very important.
每一位弟兄姐妹在教会都是重要的。
I have noticed in the church sometimes the people looks like nobody. Sometimes.
我觉得有时候在教会里某些弟兄姐妹看起来好像没有什么。
Sometimes look down these people. You know, these people seems like opinion is not big deal.
没有受到重视，好像他们的意见不重要。
But sometimes a member it seems like a very weak in a sense from the you know look at them.
那有时候同龄从外表看起来好像他们很软弱。
But I learned that sometimes they are very necessary person for the church.
但是我学到他们其实每一位弟兄姐妹都是很重要的。
Then, because after I experience, I myself through my ministry.Because my helping the church, when I personally experience, I treat each one is very important in the church.
我在教会服事的这段时间，学习到每一位弟兄姐妹都是有他的价值，非常重要的。
That we have to carefully listen to the everybody's, you know, their understanding, their mouth also.
我们要注意的听每一位弟兄姐妹的。的意思
Church work is not only carried by the council alone.
教会的圣工不是主会在做而已。
Church work to be with everybody.
教会的圣工是每一位弟兄姐妹应该做的。
Sometimes when we're doing the, you know, the house, you know, the things to do, then we even talk to our children.
我们在家里也曾经这样子教导我们的儿女。
When their little one even understand what we're doing it.
当小朋友还不能帮忙的时候，他们就开始要明白。
So that we can as a whole family to be one mind, one accord.
明白我们一家同心是多么的重要。
So each one of the church, this contribution is we have to cherish the their the contribution.
我们要重视每一位弟兄姐妹对教会的奉献。
So that two together, it has a great spirit.
所以这个两人同工是一个非常重要的道理。
And also, it helping us understanding accepting others.
那也让我们来学习如何互相接受。
So we can be whole brother and sister to be one mind as one binding of the love of Christ.
所以我们整个弟兄姐妹全体可以同心合意的来为主做工。
And also, let's turn to Philippians.
我们请继续看腓立比书。
Not Philippians, First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书，第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5。
第五章。
Chapter 5 from verse 12。
第十二节。
12 to verse 15。
十二教到十五节。
But we require of you, the brothers, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and they give you instructions. 13. And that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work. They live in peace with one another. Verse 14.
14.
We urge you, brothers, admonish the unruly, encourage the faith of heart, and help the weak, be patient with all men. And then verse 15.So that no one repaid another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all men. And the Paul here talking about the Christian conduct.
这里保罗跟我们讲做基督徒应该有的行为。
If we are mature Christian,
我们今天如果是一个成熟的基督徒。
If we qualify, we are following the Lord Jesus as a disciple.
我们如果说我们是跟随主耶稣的门徒。
We are the one that the further step up, then we can seeking for the peace with one another.
我们就会彼此和睦，彼此相爱。
And also that we can practice about our patience with all men.
那我们会向众人忍耐。
So the two by together, in working together to be marching to the Jerusalem.
所以两个同工，两个同走同工。
And let's go back to Mark chapter 11.
向耶路撒冷来走。我们看马可福音第十一章。
At that time, the Lord Jesus asked the two disciples.
那时候主耶稣打发了两位门徒。
And asked them to go and into the village and then.Bring these, enter the village and bring the finding out that this donkey and then bring it.
他打发他们到对面的村子里去找这批驴驹。
When we work for the Lord,
当我们为主做工的时候
，Now of course, because when we work for the Lord, God gave us God bestow us the word for God, so it seems like we can.Apply ourselves, understanding our own way. Sometimes,
当然神知道我们的才能，他要用我们。
But many times God's way is very different than man's way.
那但是常常神的旨意跟我们人的意识不一样。
Many times God's way seems like beyond the man's way of understanding.
有时候神的意念比我们高了很多。
When the Lord Jesus sending the two disciples, you find out the colt and then untie to bring it, it seems illogical actually.
当主耶稣叫两个门徒去把对面的村子的一批驴驹牵过来的时候，这个其实是不合逻辑的。
Maybe this time, you know, these two disciples, you know, talk to the Jesus. What are you talking about? The colt is not ours. How we can untie to bring it?
可能这门徒会对主耶稣这样问说：“这个驴驹不是我们的，我们怎么有资格把它带过来呢？”
You know, this doesn't make sense at the man's way. You know, it's illogical actually.
从人的观点，这个是不合逻辑的。
But many times God's way is beyond our own.
但是常常神的旨意跟我们不一样。
If we think about the Israelites with Moses lead his people for 40 years.
如果我们想一想，摩西带领以色列在旷野走四十年。
This is truly illogical way God lead his people.
神这样子带领他的百姓，其实是真的不合逻辑。
How is it possible every day in the morning, you know, the manna came from the sky?
怎么有可能每天早上从天上会降下食物给他们？
This food is not come from the you know to the earth and ground.
这个食物不是从地里生长出来的。
But God feeding them for 40 years come from the sky.
但是神就是用天上来养他们，养了40年。
Which doesn't make sense way of the God lead His people actually.
神带领他的百姓是常常不合逻辑的。
And also when they cross the Jordan River.
还有当他们要过约旦河的时候
，It doesn't make sense in the flowing the water can stop.
这个约旦河的水会怎么停下来呢
？I thought about it, you know, the when the Red Sea the cross, it seems this is a great miracle that God performed.
我曾经想过这个他们过红海是一个非常大的神迹。
Well, I thought about it, you know, the river of Jordan is stop flowing.
但是我当我想到这个约旦河停的水停下来的时候
it compared with you know, the Red Sea that they crossed
跟这个过红海这个神迹来比较一下
It's actually amazing of God's miracle in God's way
这两个其实都是非常大的神迹神的作为
At that time the God asked, God asked the Joshua pick up the 12 stones
那时候神叫约书亚去找十二个石头
And bring it out of the Jordan River, and you can build these 12 stones as a monument.
从这个约旦河的河底把找十二块石头带到河边上来做一件塔。
So that God can remember His generation and the following generation remember how God worked and how God saved, delivered His people.
So 以色列人的世世代子孙都可以去纪念神如何带领他们过约旦河
It's not a man's way, it's God's way.
这个不是人的方法，是神的方法
But when God destroyed the Jericho, it's not a man's way, but God's way.
神把耶利哥城打倒的时候，也是用他自己的方法
Many times God using the illogical way.
常常神用的方法是不合逻辑的
To be done and then himself to be glorified.
为什么呢？所以他只有他才会得到荣耀
If you look at the John chapter 6 when the Jesus feeding the 5,000
我们如果看一看约翰福音第六章主耶稣来喂饱五千人
John chapter 6
我们看约翰福音第六章
At this time the many people we understand that people come to the Lord listen to this message and people sick and come to the Lord to be healed
我们知道这个时候很多人来听主耶稣讲道理很多人要来追求 得医治
But I think sure it's time for the meal so, but there is a I'm sure because you know the distance from the city
那在他们离这个村庄也是非常的远，那是吃饭的时候了。
And so that he can, he got already this plan to feeding them.
那主耶稣其实早就有一个他的计划。
At this time, the Jesus talked to the Philip. At that time, I'm sure because he was next to him.
那主耶稣就对腓力，就是站在他旁边的腓力这样说。
In John chapter 6 verse 5.
约翰福音六章第五节。
And Jesus therefore lifting up his eyes and seeing the great multitude was coming to him, and said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread that these many eat?" Actually, Jesus talked to the Philip this time.
这次主耶稣对着腓力这样子说。
Where are we to buy bread that these may eat? Which means, verse 6, he mentioned that he was saying to test him. Verse 6 says,
第六节，他问腓力说，我们从哪里买饼给这些人吃呢？第六节说，他说这话是要试验腓力。
Jesus already in his mind is not buying the bread, feeding them, but he wants to feeding them with a little one to out of the two, out of the.You know the five bread and two fishes.
其实主耶稣早就知道他不会去买饼，而且是要用这个五个饼两条鱼来喂饱五千人。
At that time, Philip answered to the Lord Jesus.
那时候第七节，腓力回答主耶稣。
Verse 7, Philip answered him, said, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, for everyone to receive a little.
他就说用二十两银子去买饼也不够大家吃。
At this time, Philip, he only think about it, that all these people eating the meal, then more than 200 need to go down to buy and bring it to feeding them.
甚至腓力想说，如果要买给这么多人吃的话，要派200个人去村里拿这些饼过来。
At that time, there was all these disciples worry about it.
这个是门徒的 的担心。
Philip knows that 200 denarii not even enough.
腓力知道用20两去银子去买也是不够的。
So that times the Peter and Andrew the next to him, the Lord Jesus.
那这时候彼得跟安德烈就在耶稣旁边。
And I find out there's one, you know, the young man have a bread and 2 fishes.
他们只看到一个孩童带了5个大麦饼跟2条鱼。
But verse 9, the comments is, but what are these for so many people?
第九节，这个彼得安德烈说，只是分给这许多人，还算什么呢？
They do not truly understand the Lord Jesus. He came from God.
他们没有彻底的了解主耶稣从神那里得到的能力。
They do not truly understand God's mightiness.
他们没有办法去了解主耶稣的全能。
So they only think about what this work that to be done is feeding these people is only by on the human's logic of the circle.
他们只是用人所可以理解的这逻辑之下去想这事。
So it's kind of within on the human way of thinking. It is impossible.
他们只是觉得说用人的办法是不可能的。
But Jesus already determined to feeding them with these 5 bread and 2 fishes.
但是其实主耶稣早就预定要用这五个饼两条鱼来喂饱5000人。
This is not a man's way. This is God's way.
这就是神的方法，不是人的方法。
When we work for the Lord.
当我们要做神的工。
We have to always remember that.
我们要牢牢的记着。
It's not just God's work. It's always just, you know, just within our own intellectual mind understanding.
我们要做神的工，不是用我们自己的逻辑来想就够了。
God is Almighty God.
神是一个全能的神。
The we understand the one in Korea when at the beginning of the preaching the gospel.
我们在韩国刚开始传福音的时候。
The understanding of the truth.
我们当明白了真理以后。
All directly came from the Holy Spirit.
这个全都是从圣灵直接得到的领受的。
But I find out that nowadays it diminished this kind of the mighty work.
但是我觉得现在慢慢的这个大能慢慢的消失了。
It seems like in Korea there's some all the churches now the economically it's built and now is a quite comfortable life in Korea.
现在在韩国的教会因为经济发展，好像每个教会越盖越漂亮。
All the churches now have a chapel now.
每一间教会都有自己的会堂。
It seems like compared to the old time and now, it's very comfortable.
跟过去比起来，好像现在很舒适。
But my observation.
但是我个人的观察是这样子的。
It cannot compare the old time and nowadays the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的工作跟过去差太多了。
Then why these things happen to you know the country the whole the, you know in Korea that my own reflections.
我自己一直思考为什么这样子情形会发生在韩国呢？
Because we have less and less see the God's almighty work.
因为我们现在越来越不相信神的全能大能。
The God's work, we have to always think about why we have to pray to God before we do the God's work.
我们要想一想，为什么每次做圣工以前都要先祷告呢？
Because we do not want to follow our own way of understanding.
因为我们不是要靠着我们自己的想法去做。
We have to seeking the God's will.
我们要去寻找神的意思。
We know the church is God's business.
我们知道教会是神的教会。
It's not my business.
不是我的生意。
That's why we have to pray to God.
所以我们要一定要祷告。
That's why seeking the God's will and God's way.
这是为什么那么做？我们要寻求神的旨意。
Then here the Mark chapter 11, he mentioned about at that time when these two disciples came to find out at this cult.
这个马可福音十一章说，这两位门徒来找这个驴驹。
And verse 4.
第四节。
Mark chapter 11 verse 4.
马可福音十一章第四节。
They went away and find a colt tied in the door outside in the street. They untied it. So they follow what the Lord Jesus says. They did it.
他们就照着主耶稣所讲的去做。
But at that time, the some of the bystander, which is the people, you know, around there.
但是那时候有一些站在旁边的人。
And then the stranger came and untied the colt. So what are you doing untying the colt?
他们看到这两个陌生人来这样子要解开驴驹，他们就问他们说：“你们解驴驹做什么？”
Because spectator, they don't understand what's going on.
站在旁边的人，他们不懂到底发生什么事。
But these two disciples understood what's going on.
但是门徒他们了解，他们是照着神的意思做。
Because what Jesus says.
因为他们是照着耶稣所做的去做。
They believe the word of God.
他们相信深信 主的话。
They submit what the Lord Jesus said.
他们顺服主的话。
And then verse 6.
第六节。
And they spoke to them that just Jesus had told them, and they gave them permission.
门徒照着耶稣所说的回答，那些人就凭着他们迁去了。
This is what happened in here.
这里发生就是这样子。
And this is not a man's way. This is the Lord Jesus ahead of his plan as accordingly he have done it.
这里就是我们主耶稣他的旨意。
God's work is God's way.
神的工要用神的方法去完成。
So God himself to be glorified.
神本身才会得到荣耀。
Do we as a disciple of the Jesus?
但是我们今天做主耶稣的门徒。
We are the only the servant of God.
我们只是他的仆人。
We do what God asks us to do it.
我们只是好好的服从他给我们的命令。
Then God himself to be glorified.
这样子我们的主才会得到荣耀。
There's one, the second king, the chapter 7.
我们请来参考列王记下第七章。
This second king chapter 7.
列王记下第七章。
From verse 1. Yeah, from verse 1.
第一节。
At that time, the Samaria was surrounded by the Aram army.
那时候，撒玛利亚城被围攻。
It seems like they have they continually they surrounded by the enemy. So the food is scarce, not enough inside of the city.
这个亚兰王来围撒玛利亚，所以城里面不够东西，不够吃。
It's almost nothing to eat inside of the Samaria.
在城里面，撒玛利亚城里面几乎没有食物了。
So at that time, there's four.The leprous man.
那时候有四个长大麻风的人。
Actually, later on, or since this way, I nothing to eat, so dying, this starving in this way, then I better go out surrender. I like to eat and die.
他们就觉得说，既然城里也没有食物吃了，那我干脆就到对方去投降，至少还有东西可以吃。
Before these things happen.
但是当这些事情发生以前呢
？At that time, Elijah said to the people.
那时候以利亚这样子对众人说。
Chapter 7 verse 1.
第七章第一节。
The Elisha said, "Listen to the word of the Lord. They say the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a measure of the fine flour shall be sold for the shekels, and two measures of barley for the shekels in the gate of Samaria." So he proclaimed all this food, which is now is expensive because not enough.But the day, the whole thing is just turned to be just very, very cheap, and everybody can access. Which means,
以利沙第七章第一节这样子对众人说：虽然我们现在城里已经没有食物了，但是他预言说明天这些食物将会很便宜的卖给大家。
But that time, the king's officer, you know, the royal officers, and he heard about it.
那时候有一个扶持王的军长听到了。
But this man is quite a noble because he's next to the king.And you know, hand the kings, which means a very high rank, I'm sure.
那这个军长其实是一个很有地位的人，因为他可以扶持王。
And he just without thought, he just brought out the words. I say, behold, if the Lord should make the windows in heaven, could these things be? It's just in a comment.
所以这个军长他就这样子很随便随意的说，即使主。使天使打开窗户，也不可能有这事情。
But Elisha heard that, heard about it.
但是以利沙有听到他这样子说。
And right away he said to him,
他马上跟这个军长。
Behold, you shall see with your own eyes, but you shall not eat of it.
他跟这个军长说，你必亲眼看见，却不得吃。
Because what your word is unbelief out of your heart.
因为你所说出来的话是不信的话。
And if you look at chapter 7 verse 20,
我们如果看第七章第二十节，
and so it happened to him.
这个军长就真的，这事情就真的这样子发生在军长身上。
He saw it, but he couldn't eat it.
他看到了，却没有办法吃。
Because he made a comment to the God's word against with unbelief way.
因为他讲了对神旨意对抗的话。
Now we God is Almighty God.
神是一个全能的神。
We have to respect with full of our truthful heart.
我们要
with full of reverence.
我们要全心的来顺服神的话语。
If we are dealing with the work of God, if we're dealing with the house of God's work,
如果我们在神的神的家里做工的时候
，God will bless us.
我们可以这样子的顺服，他就会祝福我们。
And also His church to be grow and to be prosper.
那教会就继续会成长，会得到荣耀。
And let's go back to Mark chapter 11.
我们请看回来马可福音十一章。
Once these two disciples brought this colt upon the Lord Jesus.
当这两位门徒把驴驹牵到主耶稣面前时候。
They brought the colt and they gave it to the Lord. And Lord, before he the ride on the colt.
在主耶稣骑到驴驹身上以前。
In chapter 11, verse 7 said they brought the colt to the Jesus and put their garments on it, and then he sat upon it.
第七节说，这门徒把自己的衣服搭在这个驴驹上面。
It sounds like an unnecessary step.
这看起来好像一个很。很不需要 的步骤。
At this time, Jesus never asked them, "You take out your clothes and you know put on the colt, so I can sit on your clothes on the top of you know the colt."
这里主耶稣并没有吩咐他的门徒把他们自己的衣服搭在这个驴驹上身上。
This is out of their disciples' actions, out of their heart, willing to put on their own clothes upon this colt is.For their devotion, we can say.
但是这两位门徒却自己愿意把他们的衣服献出来给主耶稣用。
Maybe because we can, when we work for God.
当我们做主工的时候。
Now we can just only work for just amount of my work. We can say I have done this. You know, that's enough.
有时候我们会想说，我已经做了这些了，已经够了。
And we can say nobody blames, nobody talk about it, and then just enough.
我们会觉得说，反正也没有人在要求更多，这样子就够了吧。
Maybe when we you know offer to God, you know, very you know very precise calculated, you know, one tenth, I offer to God, so I say I offer to God.
有时候我们献十一捐算得非常的清楚，觉得说反正已经十分之一就够了。
And anything we offer to God, anything to the word for God is just about we think is right.
我们要奉献给神给教会的时候都觉得都算得很清楚说讲真多少是够的
Where is, we can say nothing wrong.
其实这个是没有什么错的
Still we have done our duty we can say
我们可以说我们把我们的责任已经尽了
And maybe because God doesn't blame us you know, How come you do more than that
那可能神也不会来计较说我们做了多少
But devotion is one extra step
但是我们要奉献其实是可以更走另外一步的。
But we have to understand that this time their clothes, you know, the all the disciples, they are like come from the blue class.
我们可以想一想，这些门徒他们不是高阶级的人。
We have to understand once they take out the garments of top of taking out, then only underwears come out.
我们想一想，如果他们把外衣脱下来，其实是穿着内衣而已。
Because they don't mind themselves to be shameful their own.
但是他们不会计较自己的羞耻。
And only the purpose for the Lord Jesus put the garments upon the top of the colt so that and then the Lord Jesus ride on the top of there.
他们唯一所在意的就是主耶稣的舒服，所以把自己的外衣脱下来给主耶稣用。
This is true gestures, true truth of our how much we get our heart offer to God.
这个代表了我们今天把我们多少的心献给主。
I found in the Bible says God likes our offering.
我们从圣经可以了解说，主是很喜悦我们的奉献。
The Sister Mary brought this very precious, you know, the alabaster, you know, the perfume, and then offered to the Lord Jesus to complete the breaking and offer to the Lord Jesus.
我们圣经看到这个玛利亚把这个一瓶的香膏打破献给主耶稣。
The people think that why you wasted?
旁边人觉得说你为什么这么浪费
？Especially the Iscariot. Why you wasted?
尤其这个犹大，他觉得说玛利亚浪费。
He right away calculated this 200 denarii.
他马上想一想，这瓶香膏值多少钱
？Jesus mentioned that this is not wasting.
但是主耶稣说这个并不浪费。
This is an offering to me for the preparation for my death.
主耶稣说这是为了我的埋葬我的死所准备的。
It is important our attitude towards the God our as a disciple of the Lord.
所以我们今天做主为做做门徒，我们做圣工的态度非常重要。
We have the ones that further we can offer to God.
我们要尽我们所能来奉献给主耶稣。
So the one that we find in chapter 11 verse 7, this disciple put on the cloth upon the colt.
我们十一章第七节看到门徒把自己的衣服脱下来搭在驴驹身上。
I thought about on the last day how much they received the reward from God.
我想一想，在末日这两位门徒得到的祝福多少
？Bible doesn't mention that here.
当然圣经没有提到这样子。
But I'm sure on the last day, these people who offer their cloth, reward will be great.
但是我自己深信，在末日的时候，这两位献上自己衣服的一定会得到很多的奖赏。
I'm sure these two are the one of twelve.
我想这两位门徒也是十二门徒之中间两个。
I'm sure God bless them, choose them, bless upon to them.
我相信神会大大的祝福他们。
Many people they're on the way, they put on the even the clothes and then they put on the branch of the, you know, these leaves upon to the spread on the road.
那第八节我们看到许多人也把他们的衣服铺在路上，把田间的树枝砍下来铺在路上。
They do the glory of God.
他们为了这些，就是为了神的荣耀。
When Jesus died on the cross,
当主耶稣死在十字架上的时候
，At that time the Joseph Arimathea came upon asking for the body.
那时候约瑟来。请求要主耶稣的身体。
Until the moment, he himself hided. He's a disciple, yeah, he was hided.
他是一个做门徒的，但是他是在暗中做门徒。
He wasn't there to come out, you know, to follow the Lord Jesus, but just, you know, secretly follow the Lord Jesus.
他是暗地的做门徒，没有明明的跟着主耶稣。
But when the Jesus died on the cross,
但当主耶稣死在十字架上以后
，he changed himself.
他完全改变了。
He wants to step up.
他要走出来。
So he requests the body of the Lord Jesus upon the hanging on the cross.
他跟这个神长来要主耶稣的身体。
So he brought his body down and he put in his own tomb.
他把主耶稣的身体从十字架拿下来，放到自己的坟墓里。
He never understood this come true to fulfill the prophecy from God.
他自己也不晓得他应验了这个旧约的预言。
God moved his heart.
因为神感动了他的心。
Maybe because when the Lord Jesus died on the cross, maybe that was it, maybe.
可能主耶稣死了以后，他就觉得已经过了。
But still, when he stepped up,
但是他还是愿意走出来。
And he got this opportunity.
他把握这个机会。
To serve the Lord Jesus.
来服侍主耶稣。
And also later on, the Nicodemus also came up.
尼哥底母也是这样子走出来。
He brought a lot of those incense and things brought to the Lord Jesus to prevent his body to be spoiled.
他带了很多香料来铺在主耶稣身上。
This is what we can call these people actually willing to come upon the step forward to offer the Lord Jesus.
这些人，这些门徒们都愿意走出来，来服侍主。
And this is a true discipleship, a spirit of discipleship.
这个就是做门徒的真正意义。
And these all people end up to be the one to be praised by God.
那这些人也都得到主耶稣的称赞。
And also chapter 11 verse 9, all these people follow the Lord Jesus behind.
十一章第九节说，这些人就跟随了主耶稣。
They praise the Lord Jesus Hosanna.
他们就喊着说，何善那。
And all these people counted, I'm sure, by the Lord Jesus.
我相信这些人都记录在主耶稣的簿子上。
Those people follow, participate of the praising the Lord at that time.
所有这些人跟着主来颂赞他。
I'm sure they all bear the fruit of the lips.
我相信他们都是用他们的嘴唇来服侍神。
Listen to Isaiah chapter 57.
我们请看以赛亚书第五十七章。
Verse 19.
五十七章第十九节。
Isaiah chapter 57 verse 19.
以赛亚书五十七章十九节。
Now he's creating the praise of the lips, peace to him who is far and to him who is near, said the Lord, I will heal them. He mentioned about creating the praise of the lips.
这里主提到说，我造了嘴唇的果子。
Hebrews chapter 13 mentioned about the importance of the blessing of the this and of the bearing the fruit of the lips.
希伯来书第十三章也这里有说，说到这个，有福的嘴唇。
Today, am I praising God with a heart?
用嘴唇来结果。
And it becomes our true offering to God.
这是要可以奉献给神的一个祭。
Let's Hebrews chapter 13.
我们请看希伯来书第十三章。
Chapter 13, verse 15.
第十五节。
Chapter 13, verse 15, book of Hebrews.
十三章第十五节。
And through him, then, let us continually offer up the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of the lips that give thanks to his name. It is important for the Christian life. We come to the Lord, we praising God.
我们因为成为主耶稣基督 的门徒，要常常用我们嘴唇来来颂赞神。
These people is coming to the Jerusalem.
这些跟着主耶稣的人到了耶路撒冷。
Now we are the one as the blessing of receive the blessing of God.
我们今天已经得到神的祝福。
Why not we come to the Lord once a week? We come to the Lord. We're praising God. We're singing to the Lord. We can.Exalted his name.
我们每个星期来到教会，就可以来这里称颂他，来这里让他得到荣耀。
So that we can gain this blessing of fruit of our lips.
所以我们也可以在嘴唇上结果子。
And today talk about coming to the Jerusalem.
今天我们讲到我们到上耶路撒冷。
Do all disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们都要当主耶稣的门徒。
We all sent by the Lord Jesus.
我们都是从被主耶稣
差派的。We are all work for the Lord.
我们都为主做工。
Now each one our contribution is important.
我们每一个人的奉献都重要。
We work together with one mind, one accord.
我们要同心合意的服事神。
Now we all accept each other.
我们互相接受。
We understand God's work beyond our understanding.
我们要了解神的旨意比我们更高。
God's way to be done according to His way.
他的工是用他的方法来。完成的。
In his house, he himself to be glorified.
在他的家里，就只有他得到荣耀。
We don't have to be identified there.
没有一个人需要被在被看中。
Only his name to be there.
只有他的名才是最重要的。
And also, all these disciples they offer more. They put taking out their own clothes upon to the Lord Jesus.
那这些门徒不只是照着主耶稣的话而做，而是他献出他们自己的衣服。
True devotion is one step extra.
真正的奉献是把我们尽我们所能。
Reward is great to be.
最后的赏赐是大的。
And also we praise the Lord.
我们最后也要常常的称颂神。
This is the spirit of the disciple of Lord Jesus.
这个就是做主耶稣门徒的精神。
And let us sing him.
我们一起来唱诗。
359
三百五十九首。